Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. You'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right back into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Linda's in Yarmouth.
Linda, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have three questions. One is about a redbud tree. Half of the redbud tree has the flowers on it, and the other half, some of the branches look like they're getting leaves, but there's no flowers, and then there's a branch that looks like it's totally dead. Is there something attacking the tree, or do I need to feed it with something, or...
Well, so a red bud, sometimes this will happen. I've seen it happen with those more than others, where part of it just won't come back. What I would suggest doing, so on the parts that you're not seeing any leaves or anything, scratch the bark a little bit and see if there's green behind it. If there's green behind it, that means it's just behind, right?
Okay.
And it needs to have some warm weather, et cetera, to get stronger and better.
Okay.
What I would look at doing anyways is I would feed it with, like, a tree tone.
Okay.
You feed it on the drip line. So however wide the tree is, that's what's considered the drip line. You would fertilize it in the ground there, mix it into the soil a little bit. What I've always done is take, like, a shovel, in like four spots, put the shovel down, open up a like almost like a pocket a little bit, and split the fertilizer in four, put them in the holes, water everything in, and then it takes a little bit of time to really feed into it. You'll start to see some of the fruits of it happen in, about 3 to 4 weeks.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
My second question is about a mountain laurel. It has mildew or black spot all over it, but it is getting new growth. So I know I called last year about it, and you said to put it in some more sun, which I don't know. I didn't do that. I don't know. Is it going to survive if I feed it or spray it or?
Well, so the question is that black spot that's there, does it rub right off, or is it part of the leaf?
It's part of the leaf.
Okay. So there, if it had rubbed right off, we would have thought that it would be like a scale, white fly, that type of thing, because of the residue that's on there. If it wiped right off, that would be the honeydew that comes from the insect itself.
Mm-hmm.
What it seems to be more of is the fact that it's probably a fungus, some sort of fungus that's attacking it. What I would look to do is to be spraying it with a product. So if you want to go synthetic, you can use a product like Infuse. from Bonide. That would be one. Or you could use an organic version would be like copper fungicide. Right. Copper
okay.
fungicide is an organic spray that you could spray on any of the fungus.
Okay.
What I would look to do is if it's it's attacking on one side versus the other.
No, it's kind of all over.
Okay. What I might also look at doing is thinning out the plant a little bit, allowing some of the sun to hit it a little bit more when it's actually hitting it. So get rid of some of the cross branches, get rid of some of the damaged and dead branches, that type of thing. So that way the airflow can go through and the sun can hit it to help push the moisture away from it. Because what happens is sometimes the moisture will just sit on it and
mm-hmm.
it will cause the fungus to form and build that way. So
okay.
that could be part of it.
Okay.
Okay.
They can't take full sun, though. It's like part sun.
Yeah, if they're in full sun, they'll do the opposite. They'll almost burn up. The leaves
okay.
will get crispy, that type of thing.
Okay. My last question is, we have a 40-foot red maple tree in the front yard. And
okay.
I did call you about this last year because the roots were starting to come through the lawn. And you said, well, that's okay as long as we weren't nicking it with a lawnmower. Well, now it's gotten so I'm nicking it with a lawnmower. So
yep.
my question is, can I put some topsoil down over that and put some grass seed and bring the soil level up?
Yes, you definitely can. And at this point, I'd almost suggest it, putting right over the top. But you're going to need a couple inches. It's not like putting just a coating over the top.
Okay.
Because if you want the grass seed to germinate, if you only have a very light coat, it's not going to be able to put roots down. It's not going
right.
to be able to establish itself.
Okay.
So what I would do is, you can do a couple inches. The majority of roots are covered by soil anyway, so it's not going to matter, how much you put on, unless it's too little, right?
Yeah.
So you can put a couple inches right over the top, make almost like a mound around it. Just don't put all the soil close to the trunk. Like you can bring it up to about the trunk, but don't pack it up against the trunk because that still needs to have some exposure for the air to breathe a little bit.
Okay.
So,
well, right now we have a small circle around the trunk with mulch that's a little bit higher than the soil level.
And that's fine. That's fine.
Yeah.
I just don't want you to compact it up against there because that could really okay. affect it long term.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem, Linda. You have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I do believe we have some more calls. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a question. I'm raising snapdragons.
Okay.
And I saw in a book where it said seed book that you have to pinch them off. Pinch them out somewhere, but I don't know where to pinch them out at.
Okay. How long ago did you start?
They might be up about 7-8 inches.
Okay.
It's pretty tall, pretty good size now, And,
yep, so what you're going to you want to do is once it's kind of gotten to that point, then you will just take maybe an inch or so off the top, pinch it back with you can do it with your fingers or use snips, something like that. You're not looking to take it, all the way to the ground. We're just taking a piece of the top to kind of make it rejuvenate it and grow it a little bit quicker that way. So I see no problem doing that.
And it will grow out then?
It will. So what you're doing is you're leaving at least 4 to 6 of the leaves underneath.
Okay.
And then you can pinch above it. What it will do is it just encourages more flowers to grow later.
Okay.
It's just going to kind of push the growth back to where you need it to be. And force it that way.
Okay. And I got another question. It's not about flowers or anything, but
that's okay.
We don't have many robins in our area. Last year we had a lot. This year we only have like one pair.
It's interesting because I, you know, this year I have more robins than I normally do. I maybe it's just the way the weather has been flowing. They're kind of going to the areas maybe a little bit different this season. I was looking at it the other day and I was noticing that there were a lot more robins than I'd seen in the past. So maybe they're kind of just hitting some different areas. You know, birds just kind of, they usually follow that same path back and forth because that's their safe spot.
Is that the same thing like a hummingbird then, too? Do they do the same thing?
The hummingbirds will go right through back and forth. They know it's crazy what hummingbirds just know exactly where to go. So they know where, you know, they'll go to one spot, and then they'll head back down to, I believe they go all the way back down to Mexico.
Really?
They just know what to do. A lot of these birds just have that mindset. They just know where to go.
Had one coming for a petunia one morning. Now I put my bird, my feeder out, but I don't see them anymore.
Yeah, you know, it's the mating season, so maybe they're just kind of hiding a little bit.
Yeah.
But I've seen more in my area, but I'm also in Massachusetts versus Pennsylvania. So I don't know. It could just be the weather.
Okay, thanks,
Mary.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
David is in Canterbury, New Hampshire.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning. Hey, that question about the robins is interesting. Totally after the snow went off this spring, I was out on the Merrimack, and there was a flock of robins going north. It was in the thousands. I had never seen that many robins. And they were flying up high. They were just going from black alder to black alder. But they were from as far as I could see up the river, as far as I could see down the river. And I mean, in 100 feet, there'd be 20 or 30 of them. So they were headed north. in my next 1958, I was in the Air Force, and I was stationed first assignment with an Edward Parent from Fort Kent, Maine. Was that one of your relatives?
Might be. They were from the northern part of the state, so but I don't have an answer if definite there.
He was a super nice guy. He helped me. He'd been in about 8 years, and he knew everything about the service. I just wanted to thank you if he was your uncle or something.
I don't know of that one, but I wouldn't be surprised if there are some other out there that I just don't know.
I'll give you one quick identifying. He had a bullet hole just above his knee where he was shot running stuff over the border of Canada. And he wore the bullet around a necklace around his neck. If that rings any bells to any of your relatives,
I'll have to check in on that.
My next question, this is a little bit more serious. I have a lot of Native American chestnuts coming up from the root system. They get up, I've got one or two that are up, probably 8 inches through, and they die and they come up again. And so about 15 years ago, I planted quite a few Chinese chestnuts, which are 20, 25 feet. Now, my question is, can I graft those Native American chestnuts on the Chinese chestnuts, and will the grass take, and what will I have if the grass takes?
Well, so with grafting, it doesn't always take, right? It's right. Not like 100%, but you can definitely do it. Because they're in the chestnut family, I would see no problem doing that. Just make sure, you know, you get that cut so it will match up to it perfectly. And you should end up getting that American chestnut from it. But there is the possibility that, you know, one part is going to stay in that Chinese chestnut, and you might have some growth coming out from underneath it. So you'd almost, what you would need to do is constantly be cleaning the lower part. So if any sucker growth or any growth is coming out, you don't get two plants, right?
Right.
You see it a lot of times with like weeping cherries, right? Weeping cherries have a graft. That's how they have become weeping like they are. It's usually like a different type of cherry tree. It's something else, but it's grafted right onto the top to stay that height. So what you might notice is from the underneath, sucker growth, branches like that are growing. You just need to clean them up. And it, you know, just keep ahead of it. And that's what I would look to do. You know, if you're going to be grafting that way.
Okay. I know I'm going to be drilling with you. I've already done it. I probably did 15, 18 grafts. I did some of the big trees. I put my extension ladder up and I grafted on some of the, up as high as I could possibly get on my extension ladder.
Yep.
And I had some smaller ones that were only about an inch and waist high. I cut them back down to the first limb, and I put on a sprout right above that. And they are looking all right. It looks like they may be making it. So I just wanted to have some confirmation as to maybe I wasn't doing something I shouldn't be.
No, definitely you're doing it right. So just keep an eye out. You'll see the difference between the two and maybe just thin out some of the branches behind some of them so that the American chestnut can grow there without the others. So I got to hit a break, David. I appreciate the call. And you have a great rest of your day.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brandon Gunn. The death toll in a horrific bombing at a girls' school in the Afghan capital of Kabul has soared to over 50, many of them adolescent students. The number of wounded in Saturday's attack has also climbed to more than 100, according to Afghanistan's Interior Ministry. Three explosions occurred outside the school entrance as students were leaving for the day. The blasts occurred in a mostly Shiite neighborhood in the west side of the capital. The Taliban has denied responsibility, condemning the attack in a statement. Economists had predicted that 1 million jobs would be added in April, but non-farm payrolls increased by just 266,000 as unemployment rose slightly to 6.1%. An analyst for Bank of America cited that 4.6 million workers left the labor force during the pandemic, but only half are expected to return by the end of the year. Find us on the web at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. The National Teacher of the Year has been announced. USA's Tim Berg has more.
The National Teacher of the Year Award is going to an educator from Nevada.
elementary school teacher Juliana Ortube reacted on CBS This Morning to the messages from her former students about the impact she's had.
I get to be part of a whole new world with so many students. I haven't seen so many of those students in such a long time, so it's so beautiful. Oh, I'm just so excited.
Ortube, who teaches pre-K through 5th grade at Kermit Booker Elementary School in Las Vegas, learned of the honor on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Two women and a 4-year-old child were shot in Times Square in New York City yesterday afternoon. The NYPD say a manhunt is underway for a person of interest who fled the scene. All the victims were innocent bystanders. All were taken to Bellevue Hospital and are expected to survive. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got about an hour and a half left of the show, so we've got plenty of time to give us a call. I do have some calls on the line, so Nathan, who's up next?
John is in Rentham, Mass.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I was calling about bleeding heart plants.
Okay.
And I've tried to grow them a couple of times in my yard, but not really any luck. And then I was walking in the woods across from my house, and there's an embankment where people dump the lawn clippings and stuff like that. And I see this huge one growing there. It's like 2 feet across and about 2.5 feet tall, and it's really thriving. And nobody owns that land over there, and it's kind of down in the woods. And I was wondering, is now a good time to pull it out and transplant it? I could put it in my yard, you think?
So it's flowering at this point, right?
It's starting to flower, yeah.
So I would wait until it's done flowering. One of the reasons being is it's basically doing it. It's getting all its energy to that point to flower, and it's doing its thing. You want it to go a little bit, past the flowering, so you're not shocking the plant as much, right? Because it's put all this energy to move into the flower, and if you cut it right as it's starting to flower, it's going to shock it.
Okay.
Right. So I'd wait maybe a little bit of time until it's done blooming, and then dig it up, get as big of a root ball as you can, and then move it into a spot in your yard. What I'd also look to do would be to use like a biotone starter from Espoma, add that to the soil. That's going to help with some nutrients and help with the transplant shock, that type of thing. What I'd also look at doing once it's, done flowering, cut back the flowers, cut them off, so that there's less of the plant to really, pull the energy away from the soil, because it's like, you're digging into it, you're cutting it, and as you cut it, the plant's going to try and absorb as much water as possible. So if there's less of a covering, and that's why we cut all the flowers back, it can, it'll absorb it easier. So that's like perfect world, everything situation. If you're looking at it and saying, you know what, I don't mind if the flowers happen this year. I just want to get an established one into my yard. You could do it now. Okay?
Okay.
It's just the plant has put all this energy to get to where it is. You kind of let it go to seed, let it go to that flower to move to the next step in its life cycle. So you could do either way. I like to kind of wait until it's done flowering so there's not as much shock to the plant. And just heavily water it, soak it, really give it a good drench and keep it watered that way.
And this is underneath all the pine trees. And I know in the past I've done it under in a like partially shaded area. I should really look for a really shaded area for this thing, right?
I would.
It seems like it likes the shade, yeah.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, the shade is the perfect condition for the bleeding heart. I mean, you'll see them in the sun sometimes, but they tend to get a little bit of the shade. You know, we're not talking, all day shade. We're just talking, that partial shade to give them a way to just kind of slow down as the day goes, so it's not so hot all the time. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. All righty. Sounds good.
All right, John. Well, good luck, and have a great rest of your day.
Yep, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Patty is in Hamden.
Patty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I have two quick questions for you.
Sure.
The first one is I have a little orange tree and a little lemon tree that I've been growing in the house, and they've been doing wonderfully. But now all of a sudden they have like a webby something on them, and they're dropping their leaves. And I did spray them down with some stuff, but I don't know if it's totally taking care of whatever's wrong with them.
Okay.
It looked like a spider web sort of thing. So
yep.
I just wonder what I could do to save them.
So it sounds, like it could be like a spider mite, right? What I'd be looking at using would be something like a neem oil to spray all over the plant to allow it to get rid of that. You don't want it to sit on there because it can affect the plant long term. The spider mites can defoliate. Obviously, you're noticing some of the leaves are starting to pop off, etc.
Yeah.
I would definitely be getting rid of the spider mites from there by spraying with a neem oil or something. Along those lines, I would also look to fertilize it with a citrus tone from Espoma, some sort of citrus food to allow it to get some nutrients back. One suggestion might be to later on in the week, I'm looking at temperatures where it's going to warm up, maybe bring it outside and spray it that way.
Okay.
So that you could
now,
almost...
Should I leave it out there? Sorry.
No, it's okay. So I wouldn't leave it out just yet. I think we still have the possibility of some frosts. But I would get it outside, and then you could almost, wash it off with some of the webs and then spray the plant. That way, you're getting rid of a lot of the webs that are with it, too.
Awesome.
Okay, so that's kind of where I would look at it, but I think it's probably most likely spider mites, and that's why using a neem oil, something like that, where it's organic, right? So you're because these are lemons, you don't want it to absorb into the plant, and fertilizing it to just give it something back.
Okay, I can do that. Okay, the second question is kind of a big generic question. You probably heard it before, but we have a lot of trees around our land, and then there's a wooded area all around our property. But it's not just there. It's like all over Massachusetts, those vines that come up from the bottom and pretty much smother the tree until it dies.
Yep.
And I just wanted to know what that is and what We do cut them back as much as we can around the trees on our property, but there's literally areas where they've pretty much destroyed the whole forest.
Yeah, so there's a number of vines that can be on trees. I've seen, like, in my area, there's actually some euonymus, some creeping euonymus that have gotten on them, that have covered them. That one is close to me. I've seen different types of ivy. There is, like, kudzu. There's so many different ones on there.
Oh, so there's many kinds.
Yeah, and so what happens is it blocks out the sunlight, blocks out the, allowing the plant to get the nutrients it needs from the sun.
Yeah.
You know, it needs that, it needs the sun to do this. One of the things you could be doing in the area is, if you've cut it from the base, you could be using something like a pre-emergent to not allow them to come back, like a preen, putting that granular around it. There's also, there's sprays out there, like the brush killer from Bonide. That has a good spray to spray anything around it so it doesn't come back up to it. It is what it is. That's nature's way of the plant kind. The plant's just kind of growing all over the place. There's not a lot that you can do to just prevent it from really coming back. A lot of woods are shaded areas. The lower parts are very shaded, and they thrive in those areas and build themselves up. So that's kind of, you know, part of it.
Right. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
No problem, Patty.
I'm going to take care of my lemon and orange tree today. Okay.
Awesome.
Have a good day. Thank you.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. There's another vine that I didn't mention that I've seen growing on some plants as well, called Dodder, D-O-D-D-E-R. And it's one that I've seen grow on arborvitaes, where it just takes over and covers them. It looks like almost like a little morning glory. That one, the really only way to prevent that one would be to using like a product like preen, cutting it off on the base and then preventing it, because a lot of them, what will actually happen, especially with this product, this plant Dodder, is it's parasitic. So it's a parasite on the arborvitae itself. And so there's no like bottom, there's no like root structure to it. It's all it is, you know, the vine all over the plant. And so you kind of say, well, how do I fix this? Well, and that's where you got to kind of prevent it from happening. But this Dodder just, it'll grow, obviously, like a vine from the base, move up onto the plant, and then it's a parasite, so it just sucks out of the juices out of the plant and gets rid of its root system so that it can't be killed like that. So it's kind of crazy how it works. So that one is one where the only way to really prevent it from happening is by using a pre-emergent like preen, because you have to hit it before it really hits the ground, before it jumps onto the plant itself. So, you know, there are some out there that just really are just too much to deal with. So, vines can be hard to deal with. So our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We got about an hour left in the show, so we got plenty of time to answer your gardening questions. Now, I mentioned this a few times, but mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including West Nile virus and Triple E. But Summit mosquito dunks will kill mosquitoes before they are old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry. Mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. Now, if you don't want to use the dunks, they kind of look like little donuts, little mini donuts. You could use the bits. The bits are great for that as well, and they also have a use for fungus gnats. You might see those in some of your houseplants jumping on there. So there's multiple uses. It's not just for the mosquitoes. So definitely worth it taking a look at it. So we're gonna hit a break here in a minute. So give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. We've got plenty of open lines, so give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. And happy Mother's Day to everybody out there. Like I said, we'll take a break. We're going to be back in a few.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email
here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do have some calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
John is in Manchester.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I don't know if you can hear me because I'm losing reception. But I just want your advice for planting potatoes before I lose you.
Okay. So planting potatoes, let's get them into the ground as, as soon as possible, to be honest with you. And there's multiple thought processes on the growing of potatoes. Covering them, obviously, in like a mound, getting them a little bit above ground. As you start to see some of the sprouts starting to form, you'll get that bush form starting, and then cover that whole area, leaving just a little bit exposed with more soil so that the potatoes will fill that area. We actually had talked in the past about using, people have used like tires, right? What they do is they will put one tire on the ground. They'll fill it with soil and plant the potatoes in there. As the potatoes grow up, they add a second tire on top and then fill it with soil. From there, the stalk grows up and you put a third tire on there and you can almost get up to four tires. And then what happens is that whole area gets filled with potatoes. So it's definitely something to think about, the stacking style for potatoes. The other thing, if you're splitting a potato when you get them, the the tuber itself, make sure you have at least three nodes on there where you're starting to see something. Make sure, obviously, they're facing up. But you can cut them in multiple spots if they're really big potatoes to get them going. You know, during the season, just like an all-purpose type fertilizer, like liquid fertilizer to get them growing. But clumping them, covering them and mounding them is a practice that people use a lot to get more out of the potatoes that they're growing. I'm not sure if we
I didn't know.
Are you there, John?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, because I've been growing them just on the ground, and then I see the plants growing out, and they're bushy, so just put dirt around those.
Yeah, so you cover the, you pretty much cover the whole thing. The idea is to allow them to grow even thicker. So I would just cover the whole plant, leaving like a little bit sticking out. But you can get it up pretty high. They even have like grow bags for potatoes where the bag itself is a couple feet tall. You start at the bottom, and it actually almost has like a trap door on the back, on the bottom. So you can actually pull potatoes out during the season as you're growing them. So it's definitely something that is very, very common by covering it with soil and building it that way.
Okay, I'm going to try that. Thank you very much.
No problem, John. Have a great rest of your day.
Yeah, you too.
All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We do about a minute before the break, but we'll introduce the next call. Nathan, who's up next?
Johnny's in Cape Cod.
Johnny, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. How you doing, bub?
Doing great. How are you?
I was unlucky with that tie, I think, so next year I'm going right back to mounds.
All right.
Anyways, in my side yard, all around the perimeter of the yard this year, I've got a plant that's growing, and it's purple. It's about 3 feet tall, and it's like a purple lavender.
Okay.
I know it's some type of wild weed or something, but any idea what it is?
Definitely. What I want you to do, hang tight for me. On the other side of the break, I'll give you some information on what else we can be doing. So hang tight. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.